realize what they've got, if it means going to a different business. Because I think we've had a lot more fun running the antique shop than running this shooting preserve. And see, I rent this out for weddings and barbecues and rehearsal dinners and family reunions. And like the Advocate has their training sessions out here. And PNS Sales has a lot of their dinners out here. You know, when their people meets a certain quota, they will give them a dinner. So, yeah, we rent out the lodge for that. So, see, that's some income coming in from that, too, especially on off seasons when you can't bird hunt. So, I'm trying to make that be a money-making thing, too. At least pay for itself.
Talk to your neighbors maybe about going into other things, or encourage them to look at it in this way?
Well, not really the dairy farmers. Now, the bed and breakfast up on the corner, I did find the people, you know, they came in here and I got to know them, and I suggested, you know, why don't you go up here and look into this business, because we'd make a beautiful bed and breakfast or a beautiful house. And so they did, finally, after about a year's dickering with offsetting the bids every 10 days, they did get that place. And then another one of my good friends that's in Chapel Hill, they have a steel erection company. Another old house that they're just about finishing restoring over in, on the other side of our farm, I found them, you know, for that. No, I really have not, because I think this is kind of a subject that you have to tiptoe on a little bit. Maybe if they see what I'm doing.
Just an example.
And I also knew that I built this place 5 years ago, and I knew that they were fixing it in Zoner County. So I included the land back of here. It's already zoned commercial. I had that done before they did that. Which I wished I'd gone ahead and zoned both sides of this road commercial, but I didn't. So see, that would have to be taken before the planning board. But I've always thought that would make a wonderful shopping center. I don't call it that because it joins both sides of Mammon Oaks, both sides of 54. It did join Sax Pond to itself from there. but really long range, I think if you get in on the planning stages of things, you know, you're a lot more prone to come out ahead than if you cattail along and be the tail end of it. You're going to take what's left.
Mm-hmm. Some of these families having to do that now, like, I think that's happened in 2 years.
No, they're still much, you know, very much in the dairy business, but they are a total family, you know, and working really, really hard. So, you know, it's like Thomas Nevin get up our age, like she gets up and milks lots of times. That's a little bit hard getting up. I think that's too hard to meet. It's totally too hard.
How many people do you have to hire?
What do you mean? What you mean on the farm? Well, we have two full times, and my other son helps part of time. And Charles will go in at crop time, you know what happened. And then I have, we have right much part-time help, say when we in crop time or like getting up hay.
Grow a lot of corn then?
Yeah, we grow over 100 acres of corn. Filling the silo. About two or three, but it's hard to get help. You know, it's very difficult to get help that you can depend on. This has been such a big problem that I'm sick and tired of it, ready to get out.
Business
manager. Yeah. If you don't have someone to stay there with you, help, you know, you're at the mercy of whoever wants to take you for a good ride. And that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. And you don't make any money, you end up losing money. Like that. I don't care what business you're in, you need to be with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, even this, I've got three great ladies, you know, truly honest. I don't worry at all about their honesty. But people will come in here and they'll look for me. Although I tell them, you know, what they can sell things for, you still have to be right there to be on top of everything. And the same thing with Charles over there on that shooting reserve. To me, that's the most effective way to run a business.
Mm-hmm. You think that it's because of the times now, or just it's always been that way? You see?
I think it's always been that way. If you really make a success of it, you've got to be in there. You know, some kids, like when they graduate from college, think, you know, these executive jobs are like from 8 to 5. They aren't. You know, it might be in the office that much, but long range, it goes a lot deeper than that. Because we entertain a lot. And I know we go out of our way over at the hunting lodge. Like this past week, one of our clients from Burlington has a meal, and he had a salesman down from Maryland on the hunt. So I knew he had to catch a plane, and he took a shower over there, and we fixed lunch for him. You know, things like that. And that helps promote business. It wasn't all that much trouble to do. But just little personal things like that help. And my people that, you know, I sell antiques to, I do interior decorating for them and don't charge them extra. So, you know, they come back. It's your repeat business that's where you make your money. Mm-hmm. And where you look for things for people all the time. But it's been fun to me. See what I do. I don't like to sit here and do nothing. So I paint, you know, when the people aren't here, and I've got a lot of backup commission work to do. I sit here and paint because I'm not one to sit here and do nothing. Can't stand that. But I do think, you know, it can be a real opportunity out here for the people if they can't farm the land.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be like between Raleigh and Wake Forest. I think it'd be one city. See, when we left Raleigh, Charles did artificial breeding of cattle. That was about 24 years ago. And there were dairy farms all between Raleigh and Wake Forest. And now, you know, it's condominiums and country club and shopping centers. It's one continual city. So I think that's what this will be, pretty much. That's more than how you look at it. There's still a lot of land in North Carolina. You know, right around. There's still a lot of land, but I do hate to see it growing quite as fast as it is. Mm-hmm. I see it's going a little bit fast. That's your Chapel Hill. And that's about all I know.
Well, thank you. It really filled me in some gaps.
I probably have talked differently from anyone you've talked to.
I probably just talked to the American conference. I guess people are really talking about it now to change,
how are they feeling about it? I have not talked to them recently. Are they accepting the thing of change?
Yeah, it sounds like one thing that's also saying it sounds like people are saying that it's going to be hard to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
talking
about here. Land costs
a lot of times.
Oh,
it does, yeah. All right, how about Sam?
I don't know exactly. Sam doesn't seem to think it's over.
Well, it was almost like a bitter little feel, you know, like they'd come in and stole something away from me. You know, that was how I kind of felt about how they felt.
You mean the CCA right
now? No, I mean about Sam,
uh-huh.
How they felt. So that's why I have not talked to him in a pretty good while, and I didn't know how their feelings were, you know, this, if they're accepting the thing of growth. I know the tears aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I know Thomas and Evelyn aren't. I mean, they still saying, you know, maybe this is not going to happen. Especially Evelyn. So, well, Thomas too. But I think, you know, you just have to roll on with the punches and go on with it. Because I think that they're going to find it out kind of fast that their son is not as devoted to the work as we all were, as Thomas was. Now, he's probably sitting down at a football game right now, and his daddy never did that. You know, he was there working.
Every day.
And I can't say the kids are being crazy because I like to have some fun, too. I think, you know, we did all work really, really hard for it. But I don't think the young generation's going to work that hard for it. So, you know, I see Thomas's thing over there is if he can't, if they don't let him continue in the dairy right there because he will be so close to the reservoir, and I don't think he will build again. I think they're going to something else will build again. So I think they have seen that much. I think Thomas has.
At this point, people
that
are holding on to it are kind of,
hate
being a little selfish about it or just bitter feelings.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I don't know, maybe if it was a move of my farm, I would feel a little bit differently too. You know, it's over there in my neighborhood, and it's a little bit different from being your own father's farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say.
Maybe the reservoir
is not. Yeah, you might feel differently.
Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate
you. Well, you are so welcome.
I tell you.
Enjoyed having you.
Years ago, I decided that I was going to build this antique store. And I was dickering over where to build a studio to teach in.
Yeah.
And so this friend of mine that sold my paintings in Hillsboro suggested, why don't you build a shop with a place to paint in it?
Mm-hmm.
And then another one said, don't build a studio at your house because people will not let you alone. You know, you have no privacy. And I realized this highway was awfully busy. I decided to build it here on this land, leaving enough space out there in case this road gets a poor lane, which it's going to have to be. And I don't care anything about watching the car, so I faced the cow pasture. So I thought if I'm sitting out there painting, I want to look at the wood and the field and the cows and the horses, then to look at those stupid cars running down. That's why I'm not building doesn't face the road.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had thought in the back of my mind then the people that own Okanichi Steakhouse, they were in with the farmhouse restaurant Chapel Hill before they split up. And I was thinking seriously about letting them build a steakhouse right here.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, restaurant business is not as good as instead of doing that, I suggested we can do this thing across the road. So,
anybody ever say that to you, like you were just telling me about being pushy or because you're a woman starting up your business?
Jack ain't said that, but I'd say I don't give a damn. It's my life, so go about your business. I mean, I guess I'm kind of ugly in a way, but you know, people don't worry me, don't bother me. I just feel like it. I'm doing what I want to do.
And
it just doesn't bother me.
You think that the women's rights movement did any good for women in terms of that kind of thing?
Well, I think it kind of got in the wrong hands. I think they hid themselves from the harm probably in some of the things that they did good. I don't know. I think it's up to the individual. I mean, and I also think my husband, brother, you know, has been in a very good divorce, which I've learned from. You know, I've seen that, and the lady that was sitting in here talking to me,
mm-hmm.
She was in a divorce, and she said she kind of got so tired of it. She just said, give me whatever you want me to take. Well, I had died in pigs over in hell before I'd ever do that, because a lot of this stuff came from me starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was my daddy's farm.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't hung in there all these years, I know we wouldn't have had what we got today. So, I'm just about mean enough that, you know, nobody's going to run over me and take advantage of me. And I think a person's got to stop and think, you know, no one thinks as much of me as I do myself. And you better stop and think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a point. Because people will. People will run over you in this business. I mean, I don't mean that I'm ugly to people, because I'm not. You know, I bend over backwards and do things for my neighbors and people, my customers. And I figure, you know, I'm basically a pretty friendly person. But I do know that you have to keep your eyes in business. You know, because people will sort of take
advantage. You haven't felt like people have tried to take more advantage of you because you're a woman there?
I think some of my cohorts actually feel sorry for me in a way, you know, because, you know, they feel like Charles is too young a man to have come and given up, although I can see how he feels too. You know, he felt like when the boys got out of school, they'd come on back and help, and they hadn't really come back to help that much, I mean, that dedicated. And I can see, but I think he doesn't have the stamina that I have, you know, and that's why I keep saying, you know, you go run that business and let me just take care of the farm. Because he's kind of, if something upsets him, rather than going out there and facing it and fixing it, he gets in the truck and drives off. Not me, I go out there and fix it. You know, it's got to be fixed. If I want to face it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fixed. But he kind of runs away, which he didn't used to do. And they don't want to hear how we used to do that, how little we had them.